So I'm pretty new to the whole reading of poetry, whole idea of acting and voice inflection and how to use my voice. I've only ever been told I have a good voice for this sort of thing. But I'm trying. I'm trying to throw my voice out there, see what I can do. But I'm not an actor. I have no way of inflecting my voice into everything that the poems are trying to say. I've never had any kind of schooling in how to train my voice or what to do with it. I don't have a clue. I've only ever been told what to do or how that I'm good. I have a great voice. But I'm only good with my voice if I actually give a damn about what I'm saying. If I'm trying to help people, if I give a damn, if I'm really trying to understand them, I can use it. I can experiment and I can throw it out there and really be like, oh, I'm so sorry, and oh, what can I do for you, and oh, hey, let me help you with that. Hey, that's all right, man. That's awesome. Let's help you out here. Let me fix you. Let me do this. Let me do this and that. It's all about my customer service voice and what I do with it. How to read poetry. How to actually project it into things that, while I care about poetry and I love poetry, I'm honestly not very good at it. But I keep trying. I am trying. And I keep looking for poetry that I really do care about and I do like. And I do have a lot of poetry that I care a lot about. The Wreck of a Hesperus, for instance. I love that poem. But I don't have the actor's voice. I don't have that talent. That natural talent to throw into something. I can seem to only inflect my voice into interactions with real people. When I can really talk to people and really interact with people, it seems to be when my emotions and how I really feel about things comes out. It seems to be that is the time that I can really make people understand that I have a good voice, but I have to give a damn. And I have to give a damn about you and about what I'm talking about. Maybe I need to just do a blog, some kind of an audio blog that I can just rage and rant. But is that really what we need right now? People raging and ranting? No, we don't. Because God knows, if I wanted to, I could rage and rant about a lot of stuff. My political views, my religious views. But no, we're way too divisive already. I don't want to do that. I don't want to just throw that out there and be like, here's how I am, here's what I do, here's how I feel, and I hate you. That's not the way to be. That is no way to be right now. But poetry? Poetry touches everyone. It can touch and reach every heart. Just like a lot of music. Just like a lot of movies. A lot of artistic media can touch and reach people. Poetry is the same. As long as you keep everything out of it, that's going to just piss everybody off. And I don't want to be that kind of raging voice. There are enough of those out there already. So if some of my poetry touches on religion here and there, I apologize. I'm not trying to offend anyone. If you have to know, I'm an agnostic. I was raised in certain ways, but really, when it comes right down to it, it's just about how we feel about life, the universe, and everything. And you can read your own thoughts, feelings, and beliefs into it. Someone says God, you can mean whatever God you believe in. Someone says prayer, you can pray to whatever God you believe in. But the poetry is pure. Poetry is just trying to appeal, for the most part, to what everyone feels and believes and thinks about certain situations, certain times. It's appealing to sentiment and your own feelings, as well as whatever the poet was feeling. Like any artist, they're only trying to express their feelings from their heart as they felt it at the time. Classical poetry in particular is only trying to do that. That's why I love so much of this poetry that I do read. I suck at it. I'm not very good at it. But I do try. And on that vein, I'm going to go ahead and read another poem that I have found that I do love. By Alexander Pope. It's called Solitude. Forgive me for my rant, because I know I'm not good at reading poetry. And I'm working. I'm discovering. But this is a really good poem. And I'm just going to keep working. Happy the man whose wish and care a few paternal acres bound, content to breathe his native air in his own ground, whose herds with milk, whose fields with bread, whose flocks supply him with attire, whose trees in summer yield him shade, in winter, fire. Blessed who can unconcernedly find hours, days, and years slide soft away, in health of body, peace of mind, quiet by day, sound sleep by night, study and ease, together mixed sweet recreation and innocence, which most does please with meditation. Thus let me live, unseen, unknown, thus unlamented let me die. Steal from the world and not a stone, tell where I lie.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.